Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Per Olav Johannesson. Per Olav Johannesson led the IPO on NASDAQ First North in 2017 and has been a seasoned entrepreneur and tech executive for over 20 years. Per Olav's previous positions include operating venture partner at Mankato Investments, BA director at Flextronix, area manager at ABB, project manager at Ericsson, and attaché Swedish Ministry for Foreign Affairs. He's been an instructor at Stanford, MIT, and Lund School of Economics and Management, and is an avid skier and amateur tennis player.
Well, good afternoon, Per Olav. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon again to you. I appreciate it. This is exciting. Again, another international podcast for this platform. So thanks again, Per Olav. I appreciate it. So let's jump into the questions. You've got quite the background in technology, leadership, venture partnership, and now you're the CEO of Terranet. Could you share with our audience what drives you and what has contributed to your success?
Success, you know, I'm senior enough. And of course, I would call myself a seasoned tech entrepreneur, having plus 25 years for the global industry, primarily within connectivity and mobile. Last 5 years in mobility and automotive industry, I led our IPO to NASDAQ 4 years ago. So I think I'm very much of a purpose-driven person. I like to solve problems that have a societal impact. In our case, now, right now, it's saving life. We're designing and developing a life-saving feature for anti-collision. I'm very much driven out of that context. And of course, to be a little bit more personal, if you would like to find sort of a little bit more fictitious in my pedigree or DNA, I think part of my DNA is I really want to challenge. That was something I got already as a kid. I really want to challenge something what others say it's impossible. If someone says that's not possible, I'm up for that. I'm in for it. So I think many entrepreneurs would sort of kind of recognize that element in the spirit, if it makes sense what I'm saying.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate that. Everybody's unique. And what's really cool is we get to hear everybody's story on the show and share it with the world. So thank you. So Per Olav, as you know, everybody globally has had to make major shifts to adapt to this new normal. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your organization stay relevant in this economy?
You know, in terms of storytelling, we had our last congregation, all of us together in Stuttgart in front of the customer just prior to the eruption of COVID in March last year. And we haven't basically met. We are a dispersed team in Sweden, Kiev, Ukraine, and Silicon Valley. And the last time we met, we flew in 7 people, which was enormous into Germany. And since then, we have basically run everything interactively through Zoom. And that comes with a very big lesson that that's possible. Zoom was basically born, at least in our company, with the spread and eruption of COVID, which essentially for us was a good thing because we've been able to focus more, really much so, and also save a lot of traveling costs. So we took actually quite a quantum leap, thanks to COVID in the first wave, in the first 6 months. So that was a lesson learned. We certainly could do product development interactively through Zoom, and we could even create new business through Zoom. So that's a big learning. And of course, we thought initially that would be very difficult to stay in contact with our staff. But I would say it's the other way around. We have come kind of a little bit closer to each other as well, because all of a sudden you get into someone's kitchen. You see someone's family that you didn't do in the past. Try to see the flip side of the coin. That's it.
Thank you for sharing. And you're absolutely right. COVID has been a challenge for everybody in all sense of the word, but a lot of people came together and found what silver lining they could out of this pandemic. So thank you for sharing. So Per Olav, you are obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies in your tech stack with the way you're working with the safety features in your autonomous vehicles. Is there anything you might be able to share with us that's non-proprietary or confidential?
Well, I think I can. I mean, put it this way. We know for sure that we have something very novel. It's a new paradigm. And that's something we're going to share in the next coming weeks at an upcoming show with our customer in Stuttgart. And that's an A sample and the latest findings. And you can watch out for that. It's very exciting. On the 25th of February, you can hear more about that, what we're going to present. And for sure, I mean, we have advertised a lot about what makes us unique. One thing is that we have a computer vision technology that is stronger or better than the human eye in terms of performance. It's certainly better, according to our modelings and simulations, than existing technologies in terms of tracking, tracing, and classifying objects ahead of the car, 30, 40 meters ahead of the car, with the purpose of sort of securing as to whether it's a lamppost or a child, which is, of course, a life-saving decision for the automated system. So you'll know more in the next 3 weeks from now. Then it will be open to the whole world what it is we are doing.
That's awesome. And again, if you could share February 25th, what's the name of that event?
It's actually the Startup Autobahn event. It's organized by the Daimler Group. And this year it's a virtual event. And it's Daimler's accelerator program. They co-own and cooperate with Bosch and Porsche. Yeah, that's where we're going to sort of present our findings and latest news on our A-sample. So what we do have is an A-sample prototype. And the next move is to start sort of refining and fine-tuning that prototype even further towards a product and then going into the market big time.
That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. And our listeners will definitely appreciate that. And so, Per-Olof, last question here. Can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for others looking to grow their career in either tech or entrepreneurship?
This is a very good question. I thought about it for a while. And, you know, I think you need to have a knack and a special sort of affinity for, as I said before, doing the impossible stuff. I mean, you're certainly, it's not enough only to be interested in technology or finance or people. You got to sort of have a certain interest and knack in really getting into very tough situations. And I would say it's all about turning very complex situations into simplicity, being able to simplify that. I think that is something you really need to have to look for when you're looking for talented entrepreneurs. And technology in itself is fun, but technology won't survive and thrive without a product. And product without a market and a customer is completely meaningless. So you also need to sort of really simultaneously be able to quickly filter what is the key thing here and what is the economics of the deal. So all these things, all these sort of talents and gifts is something certainly you have to be successful. Some have it by birth, some get it over time through experience, and it's certainly something you can train. Funny enough, it's nothing they train at the business schools, no matter it's Harvard or Stockholm School of Economics. They just don't teach it there. So you just need to get it by training at the School of Hard Knocks.
I would totally agree with that. I appreciate your insight of how people navigate through their life and through their career. And sometimes it's a life-changing event that gives them that opportunity to make a decision and change or do something or go in a different direction. So thank you. I appreciate that. And Per-Olof, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you very much.
Bye for now.